如从诸花聚，得造众花蔓。如是身为人，当作诸善事。
As from a mass of flowers, many a garland may be made, so by one born mortal shall many good deeds be done.
就好像呢，有无量的啊，这种种诸花丛的邻居，可以造种种的种花蔓，啊，让每一个人都很庄严殊胜。像这样子呢，我们如果生而为人，行一切善法业，啊，那么勉力行持，就好像诸花聚，众人都以善的花圈呢，互相庄严。所以生在这个世间呢，应该啊，要做种种善妙好事。
As bundles of the mesh of flowers gathered together, many garlands may be done, clothing everyone is supreme and wonderful, just like this. So by one born mortal, shall many good deeds be done. May a determined effort receiving and upholding the Dharma, and all people decorate with many garlands to each other. Therefore, we must do plentiful good deeds.
这好像呢，以前啊，在佛陀时代，啊，就有一个国王生了一个女儿。那么他很喜欢这个女儿啊，他常常跟那个女儿讲，因为有我啊，你生在王家才会过得这么幸福快乐。可是这个女儿却跟他讲说啊，不，这个是我自己的福德业力，所以我才能生来这里。那个国王听了就很生气，就跟他讲，你是因为有我，你才能够啊有这种福德业力啊。那女儿就讲，不啊，是因为我自己有这个福德业力啊。那国王一听很生气，他说，你真的这样子讲吗？那女儿就说，对。后来呢，国王就很生气呢，就说，那这样子吧，你去做乞丐的太太吧，如果你自己真有福德业力的话。所以呢，他就啊去啊这个城市里面，找到一个呢已经没落的贵族的那个年轻人，啊，他不但没落，而且落魄，啊，已经呢在当乞丐了，啊，然后就把那个公主啊跟他讲说呢，你就跟这个人去了，啊，他就是你的丈夫了。
In former time, there was a king who owned a daughter. He loved his daughter so much. He would always talk to his daughter. Because of I and you was able to be born in the imperial family. Therefore, you have comfortable life. Yet his daughter answered him, No, you are wrong.I was able to be born in this family because of my personal breathing and karma. This king was so angry and afraid. Because you do have eye and you are able to own this kind of breathing. His daughter answered, No, this good breathing have come with me since I was born.This king was so angry. Is that you are thinking? His daughter answered to him, Yes. Then this king spoke to his daughter, You just go ahead to be a wife of a beggar. You personally have own good breathing. The king went to a city. He found a young beggar. This beggar originally was the son of a noble. He then asked his daughter to go with this beggar. He said, "You just live away with this young man. He is your husband since now."
于是呢，这个公主啊，就真的呢，啊，跟着啊这个乞丐丈夫，啊，走了。那么这个年轻人呢，其实是另外一个城主的啊儿子，啊，但是因为已经很落寞了，这公主就问他：“你家住哪里呀？我们这样流浪也不是办法，不然呢？”啊，回你家乡去看看有没有生存之道。而这个年轻人凭空得到一个公主呢，啊，当然就很高兴，就带她回家。结果呢，当他们回到家的时候已经是晚上，啊，晚上呢，回到他们的那个花园呢，居然呢，看到呢，有一道光冲出来。所以呢，他们就把放光的地方记住。第二天呢，去打开一看，下面呢全部放满了啊，这个金银财宝。不知道是哪时候呢，啊，他们的上辈祖先所放，所以呢，很快的啊，啊，这个家族又兴旺了起来。这个年轻人因为善于经营，所以很快呢又做到城主之位。
Princess did follow with this beggar. In fact, this young beggar man was the son of rich men of other country. This princess asked her young beggar husband, "Where do you live? We have no way to roam the street. Maybe we can go back to your country seeking for a better life."This young beggar was so happy to marry with this princess. He brought her home. It was already night time when they got home. At that time, in their garden, they saw a slice of light came out from the ground. The next day, they tried to unearth the ground. They find bundles of treasures.Those treasures was buried by his forefather, and just in a short time, they became rich, and this young man was well managed, and he became the leader of that country.
过一段时间呢，那个国王啊，就想起他这个宝贝女儿，也觉得很后悔，啊，让这个宝贝女儿去吃苦。他心里想呢，他这个女儿现在应该后悔了吧，啊，结果派人去一打听，现在他这个女儿啊，比生活在王宫里面还要富贵，啊，他就很奇怪，就派人呢，就请那个女儿回来，就这样问，啊，说你怎么能过得这么好的生活啊，你天生不是一个乞丐吗？怎么可能这么快就崛起来呢？啊，这个女儿就跟他讲，这是因为我的福德嘛，啊，个人有个人的福业嘛，不是仰仗他人就可以的嘛，啊，后来呢，这个国王啊，就随喜赞叹这个女儿，并且带她去听闻佛陀说法，啊，然后呢，他就请问佛陀这个女孩子啊，种种因缘的善因，那佛陀呢，也啊随喜呢开示，这个让我们深深体会到说啊，如果你自己没有种这种善因，你自己不肯好好修种种种善因，那么善因就不会啊，像这个很好的花蔓来庄严你，那你就没有善福。纵使别人想用好的善业的花蔓来庄严你，你也因为自己无福之故而无福消受，没有这个善福因缘成就。所以每一个人碰到任何事都应该自我反省忏悔，而不是在那边抱怨或是高慢骄傲的不得了，那是愚痴狂妄下堕的因缘。
times later, this king was overcome with regret for what he had done to his daughter. He thought that his daughter might have the same feeling as him. Yet he heard that his daughter is living an age better and richer than she lived in the imperial family before. He felt so confusing, and then he asked his daughter to come back home. He asked his daughter, "How do you able to have a better life since your husband is a beggar? How do you do that?" And his daughter answered him, "This is because of my personal breathing. Everyone has his own breathing, and those breathing are not able to be get from others." This king was so proud of his daughter then, he begged her to listen the Buddha's lecture. He also asked the Buddha the causes and effect about her daughter, about his daughter. And the Buddha did give the lecture. From this story, we read that if you personally have never planned this kind of good breathing and causes, you personally are not willing to plan good breathings. The good breathing are not able to decorate you just as the beautiful garlands, and you have no good breathings. Even others wish to decorate you with those beautiful garlands because you personally have no good breathings, and therefore you have no way to own them.
我们来看花香不逆风旃檀多伽罗茉莉香一耳得香逆风熏比正人之香遍闻于诸方。
The fragrance of flowers drift with the wind, a sandalwood, jasmine, or lavender. The fragrance of virtue overweaves the wind, all perfective is virtue of the good.
那么所有一般呢世间的啊这种花香它们呢最多啊只能是呢啊往下流啊下而飘它不能逆风而飘啊你包括呢这个旃檀树啊或是茉莉花香都是如此可是呢道德的妙香啊不管你住得多远啊都可以呢啊逆风而熏。那么如果你是一个正人君子呢你的香啊就可以遍闻于诸方。
The common fragrance of flowers in the world drifts with the wind. They go not against the wind. A scent of sandalwood of jasmine. Yet the fragrance of virtue go against the wind. All perfective is virtue of the good.
好像呢，这以前呢，在中国啊，我们的这个道宣律师。他那时候呢在我们中国熏修可是呢却有这个印度的僧人啊，一般的花香根本就飘不到这么远可是啊道德的妙香呢就能够飘扬过海过这个沙漠啊，到其他的国度去那么更有这个印度的僧人呢 或者是韩国啊日本啊啊，这些僧人听闻呢，道宣律师的这个妙德庄严，那纷纷呢从他们的国家不畏生死，渡海呢来台学习。这个就是道德妙香呢，啊，能够逆风而熏，而且呢不随着限制， 普熏一切众生。
It is just that the older venerable master Dao Xuan in former China, he cultivated the hard sheds in China. There were some cultivators who lived in India, Japan, and so on. When they heard the name of Dharma Master Dao Xuan, they crossed over the sea to China in order to learn the Buddha Dharma from Venerable Dao Xuan. This is a good example of the fragrance of virtue go against the wind. It has no limits. The common fragrance of flowers won't blow far away. The fragrance of virtue is able to blow from this country to other shore of countries.
所以说呢，如果你身上具足这个道德妙香，不管多远都会啊听闻。这个道德妙香是用听闻的。那么如果你看这个世间的花香是用鼻闻，鼻闻呢它刹那当中生灭，这个花开可能过两天就花谢就没了，可是道德妙香却不经过啊时间光阴的冲淡，越久众生就越觉得珍贵，几年乃至几千年到现在，我们已经经过将近两千年，这个道宣律师对我们的教导的妙香仍然存在。所以有贤德啊，这种香戒香之名是最为芬芳的。
Therefore,If one who owns the fragrance of virtue, no matter wherever the people who live far away from you, they are able to hear of your name. By the way, people are only able to smell the fragrance of flowers by their nose. But the fragrance of flower will begin when the flowers wither and fall. Yet the fragrance of virtue is different.People feel more and more treasury for it as the time goes by. Even it has been almost 2,000 years, the teaching of Dharma Master Dao Xuan is still live in the minds of the living beings.
赞叹多伽罗巴西基青莲如是诸香中，戒香为最上。
Sandalwood of lavender, lotus of the jasmine grade, of these many fragrance, virtue's fragrance is supreme.
这些呢，世间最好的诸香，好，或者是青莲花香，像这样子诸香当中。就应该呢以诸佛如来正妙光明宝戒为最殊胜。为什么呢？你们看，如果呢这个世间众生持这个不杀生戒，先从我们自己心中做起，我们心中不嗔恨，就不杀害自己心内的众生，不杀害心内的众生，就不会杀害外在的众生，世间就没有战争，那么世界各地就和平。
The fragrance of flowers in the world is the lotus. Of these many fragrance, virtue's fragrance is supreme. Why? If the living beings who have received and uphold the five precepts, one is no killing, to uphold this precept from the mind. If we don't come out, the detestation, the living beings inside of our body won't be killed. Then we won't kill the living beings of outside of the bodies. Then it has no war in the world. Everywhere in this world is peace.
那么如果呢，我们持这个不偷盗戒，那现在呢，这个世界呢，就不会有负债，也不会有倒债，也不会有偷盗的事情。如果我们持不邪淫戒，那么你的妻女呢，就不会与人这个乱来，你自己呢，就有善妙好的眷属。如果我们持不妄语戒，那么世间所有众生就不会欺骗我们。如果我们持不饮酒戒，那么我们前面杀盗淫妄呢，因为有政治光明的关系，都不会产生。所以呢，这个戒这个相得光明最为殊胜。
If we have received and uphold the precept of no stealing, we have no way to be in doubt, and people have no way to steal from others. If we have received and uphold the precept of prohibiting of sexual harassment,We will have good relationships between our family as the wife among husbands. If we have received and uphold the precepts of no lying, no one will lie to you then. If we have received and uphold the precepts of no drinking, we will stop the cause and effect to create the evil karma of the previous four precepts. Therefore, the fragrance of taking the precepts is supreme.
所以懂得戒止自己不善的行为，能够辅导自己心呢，与广大无量无边的善缘那么这个呢，就是善妙天香，能够普熏一切法界。
To prohibit the ungood indeeds came out from our own minds. To help yourself to create good indeeds among you and others. This fragrance sows sprung amongst the gods.
旃檀多伽罗，此等香甚微，持戒者最伤。香熏诸天间。
Faint is this fragrance of lavender and sandalwood, a fragrance of the virtuous sowers sprung amongst the gods.
这个世界呢，种种诸香都非常的微小。唯有持戒的清净香呢，最为殊胜高贵。这种持戒的清净香呢，能够熏诸天人，使令这个天人也礼敬你。
The virtues of flowers in the world is faint, but only the fragrance of the virtuous is supreme. The fragrance of the virtuous wafts even among the gods.
好像呢，以前呢，在中国有一个法师，他常常呢，发大愿要宣扬这个佛法呢，来利益众生，劝导众生行正善，不令众生呢堕入不善之业。有一次呢，他正好在宣讲这个大部经典的时候。突然间呢，在大众的面前就出现呢两个天人。这两个天人跟他顶礼，然后呢告诉他，第四天王喜欢听他说法，想要呢请他到第四天这刀立天呢去为他们说法。那这个法师就说呢，等一下，我这个法还没讲完呢，你等我讲完呢，那我去呢还需要维挪这个跟木鱼手到时候呢再请他们一起去。所以呢，那个天人一听他这么讲呢，就问讯顶礼就告假 他们呢倒退着走呢，推到门外之后呢，就往天上而飞去。结果又经过呢几个月时间，这个法师呢把那个法讲完的时候，把那一部经的法讲完的时候，就在当天讲圆满的同时呢，这个法师啊以及呢那个维罗师啊，就是两旁边的这些法师呢，都一起坐在法座上往生啊，就是在法座上呢入涅槃啊，被请到呢刀立天去说法。这个也就是说，当我们兴起善行善言的时候，那么这个光明呢能够啊，这个戒香能够遍熏十方，包括天上的天人呢也能够受你戒香的慈悲光明所蒙佑。
The former time in China, there was a Dharma master who had made a great vow that she is one the Buddha's Dharma to benefit the living beings, to lead them followed by the proper indeed. Causing the living beings who not creating the evil karmas. One time, during the time when he was expounding the great vehicle of Sutra, suddenly there was two heaven guards who appeared in front of the assembly. They bowed to him and talked to him that the king of heaven guard who liked to listen to his Dharma teaching, he wished to invite him to have the teaching to them. Then the Dharma master answered them, "Please wait until I finish the teaching. You had to wait for me then, but I still need two helpers who can play the Dharma music in Chastman. I want to invite them to go with me too." Then the two heaven guards then bowed to him and left. Few months later, at the same moment when he had finished expounding the Dharma teaching, the Dharma master and the other two helpers sat together in their Dharma seat, and then they went into the extinction. From this point of view, we read that when the brightness thoughts came out from our minds, the fragrance of virtue should spread over the 10 directions of the world, including the heaven gods should also receive of your brightness.
就好像呢，以前啊，在佛陀时代，迦叶尊者呢，一直是受大众供养、恭敬的。那么，可是呢，他通常啊，很怜悯贫穷的人，所以呢，他很少接受富人的供养。但有一次呢，这个大梵天王很想供养他，可是又知道迦叶尊者的习气啊，就是他的脾气啊，他不喜欢呢啊接受好的供养，所以他就把自己变成一个啊贫穷啊驼背啊这个老人，然后呢在那里织布，也把他的天女呢变成一个老女人。后来迦叶尊者呢啊经过这个贫穷的街道，就来到他们家，然后呢这个老人呢就跟迦叶尊者说，哎呀尊者啊啊，请你别介意我们这个不好的供养。他用种种香料呢组成的这个咖喱饭，那个香味呢遍熏整个城。那迦叶尊者一看， 这个老人是谁啊？看他这么贫穷，可他供养的东西好像大梵天王。结果迦叶尊者仔细一看，果然他是大梵天王。那迦叶尊者就很不高兴跟他讲，说你犯了大错误，你抢了那些贫穷人的机会。
In Buddha's period, people were respect to Maha Kashyapa very much. Maha Kashyapa had the great compassion mind, especially toward to the poor people. Therefore, he only accepted the offerings from the rich people very few of times. One time,The Heaven King desired to render the offerings to the Mahakashyapa, but he did understand his habit, and he disguised himself as an old weaver worn out by old age, an old man with broken teeth, gray hair, and a bent and broken body, and transformed in whalebone the celestial knife into just such an old woman. When Mahakashyapa came to his house, the heaven king took the venerable's bow, saying, Venerable, consider not whether the food be so rosy or fine, but be gracious to us. Straight away, that portion of alms, richly favored with all manner of sausage and curries, filled the whole city with its fragrance. And Mahakashyapa thought to himself, this man is weak, but these arms are as powerful as the foot of the heaven king. Who can he be? Perceiving that it was the heaven king, Mahakashyapa was unhappy and spoke to the heaven king, You have done a grievous wrong in depriving poor folk of the opportunity to acquire merit.
迦叶尊者就对大梵天王说啊，你们知道吗？那个穷人啊，如果供养我，他们就可以脱离贫苦，可以当宰相啊，或是很有财富的人。你剥夺了他们的机会，可是呢，这时候大梵天王就说啊，你知道吗？还有谁比我更贫穷？迦叶尊者就说呢，你在天上享尽了无量的这种快乐啊，这个安适，怎么会贫穷？他说呢，有三个人呐，福德比我好啊，他们所受的呢，跟我一样。可是他们呢，道德地位都比我高，虽然我是大梵天王，他都会要求我让他们放假，带着他们的天女去玩，所以我就会很不好意思跑回家里啊，捂着脸不敢见人。所以呢，你看这个世界上还有谁比我更贫穷的，不敢见人？这时候迦叶尊者就说，哦，你说的是真的吗？但是我还是希望你以后呢不要这么做。然后呢，这时候啊，这大梵天王就问啊，不用欺骗你来供养你想得到的福报，那我是不是会没有福呢？迦叶尊者就说呢，你的福已经得到了，兄弟不用担心。那讲到呢，如果啊我们以斗争心来处世间，再好的福报你都没有办法受用。可是呢，如果你以持戒精进行，你的道德妙香呢 却可以啊普熏所有啊天人，令天人也恭敬你，想要呢在你这里种一份福田。
Mahakashapa talked to the heaven king, do you know by bestowing alms on me today any poor man whosoever might obtain the post of commander in chief or the patch of treasure? The heaven king then answered, is there any man poorer than I, the Mahakashapa, three decti of equal rank, where reborn who by the performance of words of Mary possesses greater glory than I. Even I am the heaven king, they always ask me to that them make holiday and take female slave and go down into the tree. I take to my heels and enter my house. The Mahakashayapa said, if this be true, handsome first, do not attempt to deceive me by giving alms to me. Then the heaven king asked, have I acquired Mary or have I not acquired Mary by giving alms to you through deception? And the Mahakashyapa answered to him, You have acquired Mary, brother. Don't worry. From the point of view, we understand that if we own a fighting mind, even we own the good weapon already, you will have no way to receive them at all. In fact, if you do receive and uphold the precepts, your fragrance of virtue would cause the heaven gods to listen of you, and they all wish to create good breathing from you.
成就诸戒恨，助于不放逸，正自解脱者，魔不知所去。
Of those with perfect virtue, who dwell in heavenness, freed by final knowledge, Mara cannot know their path.
那么一个人呢，如果啊，懂得呢啊，善于守护自己的心意念啊，知道呢所有一切恶法不可行，自私自利之法不可行，多广为呢一切众生而付出，那么当然就会知道呢啊，这个啊一切恶法呢我们不会造作，善护于我们自己的身口意，就是成就诸戒恨。那么安住于不放逸啊，就不敢呢随便轻慢。如果有这样子正确光明的智慧解脱者，那么如果是有这个魔啊种种呢爱染魔啊欲魔贪心魔，就不会有这个啊方法可以呢啊侵占这一个智者的身心。
If one who do understand to defend his thought, he should understand not to create the evil. He should then not create the selfish mind. he should try his best to benefit others, and he won't create the evil. He do understand to defend his own body, speaking and thoughts, because he should stay well in heavenness, and he won't return to others. If he do have this proper wisdom, and the Mara of desire of love, and the Mara of greed, have no way to hurt this cultivator.
同样的呢，如果一个人啊，不能够呢自己懂得啊，借着这些不善的行为，放纵呢自己的这种贪欲，处于这个世间，那么就会被魔王啊所束缚啊，那常常呢就生活在魔王这个爱染欲魔的阴影之下。
Moreover, if one who do not understand to prohibit the unpure indeeds creating by himself, he even dwell in hindrance, he will be bound by the Mara. He then will in the Mara realm of the desire of love.
像以前呢，在中国啊，有一个禅师，他很有修行。而且呢能够入定，可是呢他还有一个小小东西舍不得放啊。有一天呢，这个阎罗王啊检查到他的寿命已经到了，就派两个鬼卒呢要去抓他到这个地府来报道。可是这两个鬼族呢，去到这个禅师修行的地方，怎么找呢？都找不到这个禅师，他就很奇怪，就找当地的呢土地神来问，说这个人到哪里去了。
Long time ago in China, there was a Chan master. He was very success on his cultivating role. He even was able to enter the Samadhi, yet he was still unable to give up his begging bowl. One day, the hell king found out that his charm master's lifespan was almost gone. He asked two of the hell emissaries came to catch him. Once these two hell emissaries stopped by his house. They were not able to find him at all. Then they asked the protector guards, where is this charm master?
然后呢，那个土地神啊，就告诉这两个鬼族说啊，那个禅师入定的啊，你没地方找他的。那么你要找到呢那个出家人啊，你必须呢他有一个最心爱的东西，就是那个金钵。你去到他草棚里面看到那个金钵啊，就拿起来呢给他敲响，他就会出定，你才可以找到他。那这两个啊鬼族啊，就真的呢去把那个禅师的金钵拿来猛敲。那禅师呢什么东西都可以舍，就是这一个金钵舍不得，他爱这个金钵，所以很怕这个金钵被人家抢去了，所以他只要听到啊有人动他金钵的声音，他就会赶快出定。那这时候呢，他听到那个鬼神啊敲他的金波呢，他就出定，就对那两个鬼神说啊，你拿我的波干什么？那这两个鬼神就说呢，我不要你的波，因为呢你的寿命到了啊，阎王老子呢要啊我来带你去报道。这个时候呢，那个禅师啊突然间警觉到，他说我修行修到这样 怎么还要去阎王老子那里报道啊？那两个鬼族呢，就讲说啊，我管你怎么修行，反正你现在被我抓到了，那你就要去阎王老子那里报道。
He answered to the emissaries, because of this charm master is entering the samadhi right now, and you have no way to find him. If you want to find him, you have to go to his house to find his golden begging bowl. Then you may beat his golden begging bowl to make the noisy sounds.Then you will able to find him, because he still attached for his golden begging bowl. These two of the hell emissaries then took the golden begging bowl, beating it to make the noisy sound. The charm master was able to give anything up away except this golden begging bowl.He was afraid that someone will snatch his golden begging bowl. Therefore, once he heard that his golden begging bowl was beaten, he would appear from his samadhi. At this moment, he would appear in front of two hell emissaries. He told them, "Why do you take my golden begging bowl?And the two hell emissaries answered, "We don't need your golden bowl. We are here in order to catch you because your life span is almost gone." And this charm master suddenly was confused that even he was practicing the way so hard. Why do I still not do away the transmigration of birth and death?And the two hell emissaries answered to him, "This is not our business. Anyway, you had to go with us today."
这时候呢，那个禅师就反省到，哦，我还有这一念贪心，舍不得这一个金钵。这时候呢，他就跟那两个鬼神讲说，诶，你们等我一下，我还有一点点小事情没办完。那两个鬼神想，反正现在已经找到你了嘛，你没办完就没办完，就给他一点时间。谁知道呢，这个禅师一入定又入定去了，然后呢，那两个鬼神一看他入定又找不到他的神识。其实人的意念，鬼神要捉我们只是神识，他找不到，就一直猛敲他那个金钵。这时候呢，那个禅师再也不出现了，他就在空中呢，以空中为声音，就讲了一首偈颂。他说，如果你们想要抓我，除非你们的铁链能锁住虚空。原来呢，是这两个鬼神呢，助这个禅师舍离最后一点对这个金钵的贪心，那当然呢，阎王老子也就抓不到他。所以如果我们对世间有一点点不舍的贪心，我们就会相续的生死轮回，就会被魔所束缚。若我们能自舍，从心中舍离这个贪心，那么魔呢，根本就没有办法找到我们的处所。
At this time, this charm master Luyadat himself, who still had the thought of desire,but not able to give up his golden begging bowl. Then he asked two of the hell emissaries to give him two more deaths because he had something to be done. And the two hell emissaries promised to give him some deaths to finish his thing. But then this charm masterenter the samadhi, and the two hell emissaries could not find him anymore. In fact, who knows that this charm master then entered the samadhi? Then even the two hell emissaries beat his golden begging bowl, but the charm master did not appear again. The charm master only left a verse on the sky, which was, "If you want to catch me, only when the chain tie the empty space up." These two hell emissaries held this charm master to do away the desire of love for the golden begging bowl. Of course, the hell king was not able to catch him at all. Therefore, if we still have the attachment, we will live in the transmigration of birth and death, and we will be bound by the Mara if we are able to give up the desire of greed from the mind. Then the Mara has no way to find us at all.
Yoru Fen Sui Ji Chi Zuo Yu Da Dao莲花生其中，相结而悦意。
As beside the high road, where rubbish in a pit are from, there flourishes the lotus bloom, fragrant and the mind's delight.
犹如粪碎集呢，其实所讲的就好像我们每一个人的身体。你去升观我们每一个人的身体，其实呢都是大便所堆积之处。好像我们每天早上啊吃无量的食物进来啊，然后呢转啊，转到第二天呢就有一堆大便出来。那我们的身体呢啊，你今天洗得很干净，经过一天之后你洗个澡会觉得污垢很多啊，鼻有鼻屎，眼呢有眼睛的大便，耳朵又有耳朵的大便，全身呢从上到下无一不堆满了大便。
Where rubbish in a pit can be referred to every human being's body, once you take a deeply observationof everyone's physical body. In fact, you would find out that it is only just that, a storeroom for rubbish. Every morning we should eat some food. The second morning, those food we ate last day that became the rubbish or excrement. Moreover, even we do take a shower every day, yet the next day,we do find out that the body is still dirty. Even the nose, ears, or eyes have produced the rubbish. Our physical body is made up boundless of rubbish.
气浊于大道，也就是呢，其实啊，我有时候自己在想，我们人活在这个世间上，真的吃很多的东西。你一天算起来，一餐如果吃一公斤就好，那么一天就要三公斤。一个月呢，就要啊，多少公斤啊？
90。
一个月90公斤。一年呢，要960公斤。十年要9600公斤，那不加上水哦，光食物就好。那我们从出生到现在，其实不用说算你活到老啊，你每天这样堆积，一年你所大出来的大便，就比你人生还高。那么它留在我们身上不留痕迹，真的我们这个身体里面是堆满了大便的。
Give up the high road, Sometimes I was thinking, the human beings live in this world to eat lots of food. For example, if we only eat 1 kilogram of food per meal, we have eaten up to 3 kilograms of food per day. Then we have eaten up 90 kilograms of food in a month. Moreover, we have eaten up to 960 kilograms of food in a year per person. And we have to eat up to 9,600 kilograms of food in 10 years per person, not including of the weight of water. Since we have born until now, from this point, we should realize that even the excrement of rubbish we have produced from our physical bodies only in 1 year, which is higher than our height of body, if we do cumulate those excrement together. In fact, we would find out that our physical body is made up by the nerves of excrement.
那么所讲的大道呢，是我们要去升观跟思维，为什么我们这个身形能够堆积这么多的粪便，垢污不净？大家仔细思维看看，是不是从我们的心起念，有这个欲望，我肚子饿了，我想吃，所以呢，舍不得这个身体受苦，因为心舍不得这个身体受苦之故，就会一直的喂养这个身体。可是呢，在这个时候，我们会发觉，其实我们的心还可以有更广大的妙用。同样起一个心，我肚子饿了，可是在这个时候，你的眼睛呢，看到受苦难的人，你还可以起一个心，我要让他们离苦。在这个时候，你看到呢，那里有一个要害人的人，你还可以起一个心去劝化他。所以我们有正面光明的心叫做大道。可是呢，你呢，如果很贪心于某一件小事，执着于某一个念头舍不得的同时，那么你就是啊，犹如粪堆积，那弃着于大道的人。
The high road here is remind us to take a deeply observation that why the physical body is able to pile up abundance of rubbish and excrement. The body is unclean and dirty. To take a deeply observation, we feel hungry because the dish has come out from the mice. We talk to ourselves, I want to eat. We eat the food because we feel that we have the feeling of being in hungry. Therefore, we do fake it when we feel hungry. Yet at this time, we would realize that in fact, our mind can have the different expression. Once you come out of thinking, I am hungry. At this same moment, you are still able come out and other thinking when you have seen that others are being suffering. I want to help them to do away from the suffering. At this moment, when you have seen that there is one who is trying to hurt others, even you to able to come out a thought, I want to advise him not to hurt others. Therefore, if we do have a proper thinking, which is called the high road. Moreover, once you are attached by one single thinking, you are the one who is as beside the high road where rubbish in a pit is flung.
那么如果呢这个好像呢在我们呢人生的过程当中，虽然我们这个色身堆积了很多的不净，可是如果你能够用你的善心，善用你这个身口意常依善行，广结善缘，那么就好像这个清香能使令人清凉的莲花，那么生长在我们这个粪污的身心当中，是多么的香洁以及令人喜悦。
In our life, although our physical body were made up by abundance of unclean rubbish, yet if we do have a kindness mind to treat other nice through your body, speaking and thought, if you do so, you are just that, the lotus bloom fragrant which causes others to fill with joy.Even you do that well in this Saha world.
好像呢，以前在中国，杭州的地方啊，有一次旱灾，那饿死了很多人。那个县长啊，县官就叫人挖了一个大坑，每天呢都要丢下去1000多具的尸体。经过一段时间之后，有一天呢，就专门在丢尸体的这个人突然间发现，其中有一具尸体，他每次呢，他已经丢下去很久了，可是在每天的第二天早上，都会穿过这1000多具尸体，又浮在这些所有尸体的最上面。你看呢，一天丢1000多具，10天呢就丢1万多具的尸体。怎么这个老太婆的尸体不腐烂，还浮在最上面呢？那这些呢专门在掩埋尸体人就很奇怪，就把这个老太婆的尸体呢给他捞上来，然后去报告那个县官，说他们发现一个很奇怪的事情。每一天早上呢，他们都发现本来昨日呢丢下去已经都压在这个老太婆身上的尸体，奇怪的是这个老太婆的尸体不但不烂，还呢又浮到最上面来。
Before time in Hangzhou of China, there was drought and therewere lots of people who died in hunger. The county magistrate asked people to dig a big pit. Every day they had to discard up to 1,000 of dead bodies in the pit. Later, one day, they had found out a strange thing happening. One of the dead bodiesEven it was discarded in the pit long time ago, yet every next morning it would become on the top of other dead bodies. To think this carefully, thousands of dead bodies were discarded in the pit per day. Then there were at least up to 10,000 of dead bodiesthat were discarded in the pit in 10 days. Why did the dead body of this older woman was not decomposed? Even her dead body was always putting on top of other dead bodies every day. People felt so strange. Then they went reporting to the county magistrate.Even they did put bundles of dead bodies on top of the dead body of this older woman, the dead bodies of this older woman would not decompose. Even her dead body was always put on top of other dead bodies.
那个县官呢，一听也觉得很奇怪。所以呢，就跟着大众啊，到那个埋死人的地方去看，就看到那个饿死的老太婆真的身体没有烂，啊，就翻一翻呢，她身上，看有什么奇怪的东西。结果呢，只有翻出三本，这个老太婆还在世的时候的念佛土。这每一个圈圈呢都画满了的念佛土。那么这时候这个县官呢啊就觉得啊，哎，那这个人可能是一个很有修行有道德的人，所以就堆积了一些呢木材，将这个老太婆的啊这个身体呢放在木材上，就点火燃烧。当那个火一点下去的时候呢，就突然间呢一道光明冲出来，在空中呢就出现了阿弥陀佛、观音菩萨以及大势至菩萨以及无量无边的这些菩萨呢在空中迎接，然后这个老太婆呢啊就慢慢升空，然后坐在那个莲花上受众人迎接往西方而去。这个呢就是啊在旱灾当中大家都很饿痛苦的情况之下，可是这一个老太婆呢能够以她的心啊与诸佛呢菩萨相应，所以呢感得这种殊胜的妙果，身体不烂不臭啊，然后呢在火化的时候还受佛菩萨的啊接引。这个就是呢在粪碎当中啊能够涌出大莲花。
When the county magistrate heard it, he also felt so strange. He went to see what was happening. He tried to check out the dead bodies of the older woman. Finally, he found out three calculating birds.Which were used to become how many a bodhisattva's name used to be recited. And the three calculating booths had been filled. This county magistrate thought that this older woman must be a good cultivator. Therefore, he piled up the wood trying to cremate this dead body.When the fire was lighted, a slight of brightness lay on the sky. Then the Amitabha, Guanyin Bodhisattva, and the Great Straight Bodhisattva, even Boundless of Bodhisattva, were all appear on the sky. Then this day woman was set on a lotus. She was rebirthed to the western land of the Pure Land.From this story, we find out that even many of people who die from hunger in a drought, yet this older woman received good results after he was died. Even her dead body was not decomposed. Even when her dead body was cremated, the bodhisattva did appear.To reach her to the Amitabha's pure land. This is the reason why did we say that the lotus burn even in a rubbish pit.